Hi, I'm Jesse James Suits. I'm a freshman at Geneva Classical Academy in Lakeland, Florida. I have a question. Kamala Harris talks about equity and how everyone should end up in the same place. But what exactly is equity and how is it different from equality?
That's a great question on equity versus equality. One of the examples that helps to explain this is the French Revolution. The motto of the French Revolution was liberty, equality, fraternity. Sounds good, does not work. Liberty is experienced individually, and fraternity is their word for socialism, the collective, the state, the mob. Equality can be understood two ways. In America, it was equal treatment before the law. In France, it was everyone having an equal amount of stuff. And if the fraternité, the group, the collective, thinks you have too much stuff, well, guess what? The benefit of the collective outweighs the benefit of the individual. And they can use the power of the state to crush your individual liberty, confiscate all your individual stuff, and redistribute it and kill you. So what happened in France? They invented a nice, clean head chopping off machine called the guillotine. And 30,000 people had their heads chopped off so that they could take their stuff and redistribute it. And so when you say that the benefit of the collective outweighs the benefit of the individual, so you can take their stuff and give everybody an equal amount, you always end up with crushing individual rights. People say, well, didn't the early church own everything in common? Yes, but it was voluntary, not involuntary. Voluntary versus involuntary is a big deal. It's sort of the reason God made us in the first place. He blesses you with stuff and then gives you opportunities to show on the outside the love of God that's on the inside. Some people say, well, wasn't Jesus a socialist? Well, let's look at the parable of the talents. He said, I tell you, everyone that has more will be given, but to those that don't have, even what they have will be taken away. What's he talking about? That God blesses the diligent. You work and God blesses it. He says, take it from the lazy guy that didn't do anything with it and give it to the guy that knows how to make the most out of it. And so the idea of equity is opposite of the Bible. Why? Because of voluntary versus involuntary. This idea is God blesses you with stuff, and then you voluntarily respond by showing the love of God on the inside to those in need on the outside. It's not equity where the government involuntarily takes away your stuff and gives it to others. The idea of equity, of everybody winding up at the same place, sounds a lot like communism. Everyone according to their ability, to everyone according to their need. Sounds wonderful, right? But the problem is that does not work. Would you work really hard if you knew you were going to get the same? And so it totally demotivates people. They end up not producing and not getting ahead. And what happens next is more poverty. The idea is you let people use the gifts and talents God gives them. They work with it, whether it's in music or art or business or medicine or science. Everyone has different gifts. They can work with it and they produce something that's of value to somebody else, and they can trade and they can become blessed. And then they're moved upon in their conscience to take some of their blessing and give to others. There's a video of students at a race, and they say, if you're from a safe neighborhood, take a couple steps forward. If you're from a family with two parents, take a couple steps forward. And the thought is, well, gee, some people get an unfair advantage in life, so we need to have equity and have it all made equal. Well, the big question is, what's the finish line? Is the finish line how much stuff you can accumulate before you die and leave it all behind? Or is the finish line standing before God and Him saying, I blessed everyone with a different amount of stuff, but what did you do with it? This is the answer. It's the gospel motivation rather than a government system that involuntarily takes away your stuff and gives everybody the same. The Bible encourages us to be hardworking, to be diligent, to be responsible. And then when you're blessed, you're put in a position of, what do you do with your blessings? You're blessed to be a blessing. He gives you stuff so that you have opportunities to share the love of God through physical means to a hurting world. Equity versus equality. Instead of the government deciding, somebody has too much and we're going to give it to somebody else. So we all end up at the same place, which ends up in practice as deep state bureaucracy passing out favors to their friends. But instead of that, it's where you have equality. Everyone has equality before the law. The law treats everyone the same because we're all made in the image of God, and God is not a respecter of persons. And then we have a chance to use our gifts the best we can to be blessed and share with other people. The Lord will fill your cup so that you can fill others.